through my astrobiology class, we presented our findings at the end of the semester to folks at NASA. I had emailed my professor, and they were like, hey, you should really have Sarah apply for an internship. We could use, you know, more science journalists like her. And so he was the one that really helped me with the whole process. He showed me the website to go to apply, because all the applications are online for NASA. And then he wrote me a letter of recommendation. And then next thing I know, I got an internship at Johnson Space Center for the fall. And I was in Houston for 4 months for that semester. And it was really awesome. I remember we were all very nervous the first day. But luckily, the first couple days was just like intern orientation. So it was basically just like, here are all the safety rules for NASA. Don't screw anything up. Don't blow anything up. One thing I remember is they kept telling us that we have to watch out for alligators. They have a lot of alligators on the grounds at Johnson Space Center, and they try to get rid of them, but, you know, obviously they're not animal control, so they don't necessarily have the authority to, like, pick one up and, like, move it off site. So we just, like, had to keep our eyes out for that, so I thought that was funny. Columbia, its strongest aspect, I think, is its faculty, its professors, you know, the fact that my professor had the connections to work with people at NASA. So I definitely think that, you know, at another college in another science journalism program, I wouldn't have been able to get the same experiences that I'm getting here.